הערב הזה אפשר בגלל הנדיבות והחסות של מלקום תומסון, שהוא הקדיש את הכיבוד המכובד הזה לזכרו של חברנו ג'ים דיימונד, רב שנהרג בתאונת דרכים טרגי פתאומי השנה. עוד מעט חברנו ביל ליבו יישא כמה דברים לזכרו. אבל עכשיו אני רוצה לקרוא לאמנדה וייס, שהיא מנהלת של ה-Bible Lands Museum, שמארחים אותנו הערב בצורה כל כך יפה. אמנדה, בבקשה.
תודה רבה, זה כבוד שלי פשוט לקבל אתכם פה אצלנו בבית. אני הייתי בטוחה שרבי המר היה אמור להגיד שזה הבית שלו כאן במוזיאון ארצות המקרא. אני מאוד התלהבתי, אבל הצד הרוחני לוקח, זה בסדר, אני מקובל אליי. אבל מה שכן חשוב, השכנים שלנו שבטח כולכם מכירים, שזה מכון שכטר, השנה אנחנו יוצאים עם קורסים ביחד במוזיאון ארצות המקרא, משהו משותף, זה פעם הראשונה. מה שחשוב לי שתבינו שזה המוזיאון שלכם, ואני הבנתי שיש הרבה פה ערב שאף פעם לא הכירו את המוזיאון שלנו, שזה בעצם your first visit in the Bible Lands Museum. And I hope that if it is your first visit in the Bible Lands Museum, that it will be your first of many, and that you will get to know not just what's on display, but what this museum has to offer. We had some wonderful docents here this evening, some who guided you, and I hope you appreciated the tours. We really wanted you to have the best of our docents to understand the importance of this collection, of this museum, in understanding the history of the land of Israel and the contemporary state of Israel as a contemporary piece of history, but where did we come from? This museum was founded and opened 21 years ago. And the collection that's on display was one man's private collection, almost exclusively. And it was his vision that the history, the Bible, is our history book for all of us, and that the museum should be a universal institution for people of all faiths. And that's what we offer here, and we built it in order for you to utilize it and take advantage of it. So I hereby invite you all to please come back and get to know the museum better. Let us arrange tours for you. I was told to say that every Wednesday evening at 7:30, we have lectures here in the museum in Hebrew and in English, depending on the week. You should, when you're in town, if you're not already living here, you should know about our programming. Look it up on the website. But it's here for you. So please come and visit us, get to know us, and become our friends. Thank you very much for coming. Mazal tov and bat'slacha.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. My honor.
Ha'erev anachnu chogegim את הרבנים שהם חוגגים 50 שנה של ותק כחברים בכנסת הרבנים. ועכשיו פה איתי על הבמה הוא הרב אלן בי ליטובסקי, אהרון ברוך בן אפרים ורזל ליטובסקי, שעכשיו נכנס לסטטוס המעולה הזה של 50 שנה ותק. אני מרגיש כאילו שאני הייתי בכנסת הרבנים כל חיי כעת, וזה רק 32 שנה. אז תודה רבה לך, אלן, שאתה נותן לי הרגשה של צעירות.
יופי.
ויש לי פה סרטיפיקט שאני שמח מאוד לתת לאלן. כתוב, אשירה לאדוני כי גמל עליי. The members of the Rabbinical Assembly in convention assembled offer tribute and honor to our revered colleague and friend Aaron Baruch ben Ephraim Verezel Litovsky, Rabbi Alan B. Litovsky, who this year marks the jubilee anniversary of his ordination. Our hearts are filled with gratitude for his dedicated service to God, Torah, and our people. We pray he continues to experience contentment, well-being, and blessing amid the love and esteem of family, friends, colleagues, and community. Yud Tet Tammuz Tafshin Ayin Gimel, June 26, 2013. It's my great honor to sign this certificate. Alan Mazal Tov. Vakasha. You want to hold the certificate? Okay, you have a seat, and after Bill speaks, you'll have a chance to speak. Yesh lanu gam od chaver b'Knesset HaRabbanim, Rabbi Gershon Friedland, shehigia le-50 shana shel vetek. Ham yesh mishu mi-mishpachto po itanu ha-erev? Shamati sheyesh efsharut sheyagia. Im lav, az anachnu nishmor al zeh. Toda. Achshav אני רוצה לקרוא לחברנו ביל ליבו שיישא כמה דברים לזכרו של ג'ים דיימונד, כמו שאמרתי, שמת באופן פתאומי וטרגי השנה, והוא היה בכיתה של ביל בסמינר. אז ביל, בבקשה.
So, Rishon Ani Omer Mazal Tov LeReuven Hammer, who haya harav beBeit Knesset Sheli beMishpachati beAkron, Ohio. Who haya harav Sheli beMishpachati beAkron, Ohio. Ani Omer Mazal Tov LeReuven beRachel. I'm going to begin in English. אתם מבינים, כן? I want to speak very personally and with sadness about חברי רבי ומורי, Rabbi Jim Diamond. I want to recognize the presence, first of all, this evening, of Jim and Judy Diamond's son and family who are here. I also want to say that Rabbi Malcolm Thompson, who sponsored this evening, grew up with Jim in Winnipeg, went to yeshiva with him, entered JTS together with Jim and with me. Rabbi Jim Diamond, Zichrono Livracha, is known to many of you, but perhaps to many of you he is not known. But he served the rabbinate that enhanced all of us as conservative rabbis, especially in his long years of service as a Hillel rabbi. He was a man of shalom v'shalva, of great peace and serenity, and he had a love for life which we would all admire and we should all strive for. Such a man to have his life end with the suddenness and the tragedy and the senselessness that marked the end of Jim's life. Getting into a car after he led a study session of Torah, a car struck by a young man, troubled young man, driving extremely fast, struck the car, and Jim, as he entered the car, was injured by the impact and died instantly. It created feelings of shock and of extreme sadness for all of us who knew him. But in the same moment, there was an explosion of feelings of people whose lives were touched by Jim Diamond, to remember not just this moment of tragedy and death, but to remember his life and the influence that Jim Diamond had upon them. The funeral and the Shiva was one where friends and family and students who came from three campuses where Jim served, Indiana University, Washington University, and finally his last stop as a Hillel directorate, Princeton University, could not help but express with joy and gladness, despite their deep grief, that their life had been touched by Rabbi Jim Diamond. They remembered the kindness and the inspiration that he brought to them. And they remembered the many study groups that he formed in all the places that I've mentioned. I first met Jim when I entered the seminary in 1959. I was a very nervous Mechina student, and Jim was coming from his yeshiva background. And I've met very few people in my entire lifetime who, when you met them, it felt as if you were continuing a relationship rather than just beginning one. And Jim said to me, as he saw I was so worried, "Don't worry, I will help you." I immediately saw his qualities of intellect, of wisdom, of kindness, and of humor. And those were qualities that remained consistent with Jim all the days of his life. The greatest beneficiaries, his wife Judy, and the beautiful family that they created. Most of all, I want to go back to Jim's love for Torah and his passion for creating these groups who would come with him to study, to try to learn the meaning and value of Torah. And Jim would not only teach them, but he would learn in every encounter from them. That was his lifetime passion. And that's what generated, I think, the greatest affection, that people saw him as their teacher, but also as their learner, as he listened to them. That circle was closed for me and for my wife, Beverly, as our son, who lives in Princeton, became a part of Jim's Talmud study group, one of his many, many Talmidim. In my mind, his life is summarized in one brief teaching, and with this I will conclude. But I see Jim's life encompassed in the Brita of Rabbi Meir, that begins what is now known as the sixth chapter of Pirkei Avot. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol ha'osek b'Torah lishma zocher lidvarim harbe. V'lo od ela shekol ha'olam kedai hulo. To engage in Torah as Jim did, lishma, to derive from it all that could be derived. It was enough to create the world for him, because his creation touched so many and inspired others to Torah. Nikra Rea Ahuv. By studying Torah, he becomes called the good friend. Torah inspired the friendships that Jim generated. Ohev et makom, ohev et habriot, misameach et makom, misameach et habriot. And then it goes on to say, Malbash to, Anava v'yirah, that he was clothed by Torah with humility, which I spoke of, and love and fear of God. V'nehanin mimenu, etza v'tushia bina u'gvura. And because of Torah, all of us were the beneficiaries from him, of counsel and advice and understanding and strength. Umegalin lo razei Torah. The study of Torah revealed to him the secrets of Torah that he could share. V'nesek mayan hamitgaber uchnahar she'eino fosek. All of his life, he grew and grew in his enthusiasm for people, Torah, for life. V'hevet sanua the Erech Ruach Umochel al Elbono. And he was, as I said, humble. He was patient beyond almost anyone that I knew. And he forgave every insult, if any ever came to him, because of his love and understanding for people. For all of us privileged to know Jim, and all of us saddened by his death, and for those who didn't know him, come to know him. And let us all say, Yehi Zichro Baruch. We invite those who knew Jim to see Yossi Hoffman in just a few moments to express any memories that you might have that could be shared with Judy and members of the family who are not here. We're blessed by him. May his memory always be for a blessing. And Alan Latovsky was one of his close friends and associates, and he wants to conclude.
אני אדבר בעברית לזכר ג'ים, ואני אדבר בקצרה, כי הוא לא היה רוצה שנדבר באריכות עליו. מי שלא הכיר אותו, אני מציע מאמר בפורוורד שיצא שבוע אחרי מותו הטרגי, נכתב על ידי אחד התלמידים שלמד איתו תלמוד. תחפשו את זה, אם לא קראת את זה, זה משהו לשמוע, לזכור ולכבד. יש עוד משהו שאני מציע, אם תוכלו לקרוא את ההספדים שאיתן נתן לאביו, אחד בלוויה והשני בטקס ה-30 פה בירושלים. מילים שכמו שאמר ביל, הוא היה בן אדם יחיד במינו. הוא היה איש שלא אהב את הפורמליות, שנא את זה. הוא שירת, אני חושב, שנה או שנתיים בווייט פליינס כסגן רב בקהילה הגדולה. הוא ברח מזה. הוא הלך להלל, מקום שאנחנו עם אדי פלד שיושב פה, שכל אחד מכיר אותו ואת עבודתו הממשיכה עכשיו, עם קצת עזרה ממני, עם השידור שיצא לאור אם ירצה השם בעוד שנתיים. ג'ולי, את שומעת? שנתיים. אדי ואני וג'ים, מקס טיקטן, שהיה בשביל שלושתנו, אדי, ג'ימי ואני, הוא היה המורה והרב, המדריך, הרבה שנים, ונפגשנו לשבת כל שנה לפני כנס הלל, ישבנו, למדנו, התפללנו, שוחחנו, וזה היה בשבילי שיא השנה. כל שנה שנפגשנו, ג'ים היה ענב, ידע המון, כתב ספרים, היה מלא וגדוש עם תורה, אבל היה בן אדם מיוחד במינו. אנחנו נכנסנו יחד עם מלקום תומפסון בשנת 59 ל-JTS. ג'ימי ואני סיימנו ב-63, הייתה לנו כיתה מאוד קטנה, רק 13 רבנים שסיימו בשנה ההיא. אני מצטער מאוד שאני היחיד פה איתכם היום. הגעתי לארץ באיחור יום אחד בגלל בעיות במטוסים, אבל הגעתי בזמן להיות פה, וזה כבוד לי לזכור ולהזכיר לכם את ידידי ג'ים דיין. יהי זכרו ברוך.
Before we end this evening's program, I want to add my words of congratulations to my colleague and my teacher, Reuven Hammer. It's a pleasure and a great honor to be a part of this program. I also want to recognize the presence at this convention, first of all, of two past presidents, in addition to Reuven Hammer, of the Rabbinical Assembly, my good friends, my teachers, Alvin Birkin and Arnold Goodman, who are here with their wives. It's a pleasure to have you here. And I also want to acknowledge, in all of our presence, Rabbi Joel Myers and Rabbi Jules Harlow, two people who made the Rabbinical Assembly the cornerstone of their professional lives, and who, in so doing, who enriched our lives as well. So, Joel and Jules, thank you for being with us. Echshu, ani shachachti lagid et zeh bivrit, ani mitztaer. Felt so natural that I speak in English. I don't know, it's much easier. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here with us this evening. This is the conclusion of our program.